Hi, welcome to the StoryCorps podcast. Today, we hear from Dennis Apple and his wife, Beulah. They came to her booth in Kansas City to talk about a winter night 21 years ago. At that time, Dennis's brother lived with them, and their son, Denny, was sick with mono. Denny took some medicine and went to sleep.
Denny that night wanted to sleep on the couch. He had mono, but he was a strong, fit kid. So I really didn't think anything was seriously wrong. The next morning, I didn't hear him breathing.
You yell for me to call 911.
Yeah. My younger brother, who is an EMT, he came running out, put his head to his chest, and he said, Dennis, he's gone. It was like somebody threw a bucket of ice-cold water into my face while I was in a dead sleep. I was on my knees, and I screamed out, oh, God, this is not supposed to happen to me. When we came back home for the first time by ourselves, I remember we pulled in the garage, and neither one of us wanted to go in the house. I looked at you, and I said, you know, all I have to do is reach up and hit the garage door opener on the visor, let the door come down, let the car stay running, and we can just hold hands and just die right here together. You remember what you said to me?
I said, yes, but what about our son, Andy? He needs us.
Yeah.
I know after the funeral, we both went back to work, but you had to go and be a pastor and do funerals and weddings.
Oh, yeah. And it really got me when people would come by and would tell me stories about narrowly missing, being killed in an accident. And they said, but my guardian angel protected me. And I just wanted to slam the door in their face and walk out. Because I thought, where was Denny's guardian angel the night of February the 6th?
The grief lasts a lot longer, I think, than most people think.
I remember you went down all the way to a size 4. And I thought, my God, I'm going to lose her too. I thought, man, we'll never make it. But somehow we trudged along.
I'm glad we did.
Yeah.
It was 5 years before I came to myself and I said, am I going to go on in this heavy grief or am I going to try to live and be as happy as I can?
When I said, honey, if you'd have known when we had Denny that we would have him just short of 19 years, would you go back and do it all over again? You remember what you said, don't you?
Yeah. I said, of course I would. All over again.
Yeah, a million times.
Dennis Apple with his wife, Beulah, in Kansas City, Missouri. Last week on the podcast, Renee Foreman shared what it was like to talk with an electrolarynx.
I am happier now without my voice than I've ever been with my voice.
After her story aired, Renee wrote to us and said, I wanted to tell you how amazed and touched I am at the incredible response to our broadcast. It was a surprise that people would find it interesting and that it would be received in such a positive light. The personal accolades were very touching and a bit embarrassing. We'd love to hear from you too, so write us. Send us an email to podcast@storycorps.org. And if you like hearing our stories, you'll love reading them in our new book, All There Is, Love Stories from StoryCorps. It would be a great Valentine's Day gift too, so pick up a copy at your local bookstore or on our website, storycorps.org, today. For the StoryCorps podcast, I'm Nadia Raymond. Thanks for listening.
All StoryCorps interviews are archived at the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress, and you can hear StoryCorps each Friday on NPR's Morning Edition. Major support for StoryCorps comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and donations from listeners like you. Help keep us going. Donate now at StoryCorps.org.